Multiple sales of methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, and marijuana, and burglary are on the list of charges the individuals face. Eau Claire Police Chief Jerry Matisik says a burglar caught in July opened up a web of information about others involved in many drug-related crimes.
Thefts, burglaries, robberies, assaults, domestic abuse, to name a few.
Chief Matisik says those involved with the highly addictive meth end up stealing to pay for the drug.
The reason we're really concerned in western Wisconsin, obviously, is we have a major problem here. And we need to, and I think we do have the attention of politicians, but if you're in the Milwaukee-Madison area, it's not as large. It's not as big of a problem. The Fox Valley is starting to see some of it, but theirs is not as bad as ours, but it's starting to spread, and it'll get everyone's attention eventually. We just don't want to be late to the game.
Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says a quarter of the Drug Task Force's budget is federally funded, and calls to cut it would be devastating. He says routine police stops turn up suspicious activity.
We're trying to tell the federal government their money in Homeland Security dollars, but that's for the what ifs. We're telling the federal government we have this every day, and our officers are running into it. As Jerry said, a police officer stopping a car with expired registration, and he's out slinging dope in our community.
Meanwhile, the 20 dealers arrested over the weekend are all in the Eau Claire County Jail awaiting court appearances. Other prisoners had to be moved to neighboring counties to make room. Law enforcement officials are still looking for five suspects. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.